Hello.
Hello, Karen?
Yeah?
Hey, this is David from True Green.
Yes?
You don't have our services, do you?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's the problem. We accidentally sprayed your yard this week. We sprayed your yard. We were supposed to be spraying Greg's yard. He lives over just down the street from you.
Greg's?
Yeah, that's the guy. Yeah, 706.
Okay.
Yeah, we sprayed your yard. But then here's the other problem. We didn't spray it with the bug killer grass grower stuff. We sprayed it with this chemical that's going to completely kill your lawn as soon as it rains. And I know it's supposed to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pretty much your lawn's going to die as soon as it rains. It's going to mix with the chemicals. It'll do the reaction. Your grass is just, not only is it going to turn yellow, but it's going to completely fall out of the ground. It's just going to be dirt.
It might also combust, is what I've heard.
Yeah, it might explode like a bomb. It's hard to say, really. But I just needed to let you know that. If it rains tomorrow, if it rains hard enough.
Oh, it's been pouring all night tonight.
Oh, crap. Really? I'm sorry. I didn't even know, because I live like over an hour away. It's not raining here. Yeah, your yard's just going to be gone in the morning.
Sorry. Really?
Yes, I'm very sorry. It's pretty much Gregory's fault down the street, because he wrote down the wrong address on his form, because he renewed his contract with us.
Okay. Why would you be calling so late at night?
Well, it was kind of an emergency. I was hoping to catch you before it started raining, because there was a thing we could do that would have counteracted the chemicals.
Wait, you know what? Hang on one second.
Okay.
Some guy from True Green. He claims he's from True Green. Hello?
Hi. Did Karen tell you the problem?
What's the problem?
We accidentally sprayed your yard. We were supposed to spray Greg's yard. He lives down the street from you at 706.
Greg who?
DeZubek.
So why are you calling at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Because it was kind of an emergency. Because when the rain mixes with the chemical we sprayed in the yard, it's gonna turn your grass yellow and all the grass is just going to fall out. Like, you're not going to have a lawn anymore, basically. It's just going to be dirt. Like, if the rain washes all the grass away, it's pretty much just going to be dirt in the morning.
So...
And you're not going to be able to plant anything. It's got a half-life of 48 years. You're going to have to, dig up all the dirt and put new dirt down.
So why would you do that to Greg's lawn instead of ours?
Well, no, it was just a mix-up on the orders. Like, he put the wrong address. He put your address down. If you want to know what I think he did it on purpose, because he wrote down the incorrect code as well. Like, he put down the wrong address and the wrong code, because he renewed his contract with us. Sir?
Yes, go on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think Greg has it in for you.
Okay, well, why would you spray that on Greg's lawn?
He wrote the wrong code down for what we wanted sprayed on it.
So what's your name again?
My name is Josh.
Josh what?
Gerbel. I'm from True Green.
And I'm Drake.
Yeah, this is my coworker Drake.
Drake and Josh.
Is this a prank call?
No.
No.
Hang on one second.
All right, hurry the fuck up.
What's your name again?
Oh, it's again.
Drake and Josh.
Listen, all I'm saying is your lawn's going to be gone in the morning. It's going to be dirt.
Okay, what's your number, though?
And I'm just calling to apologize. It's on your caller ID. Don't tell me you don't have caller ID.
Well, I can't see it right now because I'm talking.
Well, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you'll be able to push the button.
And I don't have my glasses on.
There's my number in the morning. First thing in the morning, push the button. That's how it works in 2014. You don't have to write down stuff like that.
You can write down. Well, I don't know how to work this phone. I don't use this phone very much.
Oh, you can figure out caller ID, I'm sure. If you have, maybe a 10-year-old kid, ask him, hey, son, how does the caller ID work? And he'll be like, oh, push this button. It's really easy.
So you're with True Green?
Stupid old man. Just push the button. Push the goddamn...
Just get our sister Megan. She can help him out.
You're with True Green, you're saying?
Yes, correct.
Okay, what office of True Green are you out of?
What does that even mean?
Well, True Green's a big company.
You're right. I'm an independent contractor. I just work out of my home. I live an hour away.
Where do you live?
That's none of your business. I'm not telling you where I live. I don't need you coming to my house.
Well, if you screwed up our lawn, I might want to do that.
Well, no, absolutely not. See, that's the reason you can't come over. You're acting like you're threatening me now.
Well, you're the one that screwed up our lawn, according to you.
That didn't give you any right to come to my house? What are you going to come to my house for? Are you going to, dump a bucket of paint on my lawn? Will that make you feel better?
I might spray your lawn.
Oh.
Well, sir, we have some good news, too. since the effects are so strong, we actually struck oil. So you're rich now. That's the good news.
You mean like Jed Clampett?
I'm not old enough to get that reference, but...
Yeah, okay. Good job, Grandpa.
So you're rich now.
All right, well, you made a good joke, so we're going to sign off now, I guess.
You're going to sign off?
No, fucking Dwight's here. He handles customer complaints.
You need to talk to Dwight the janitor. He's my supervisor.
Yeah, I'm sure.
How you doing there, pal? Me with the True Green. I understand our employees came over and sprayed your lawn with the special formulas.
Okay, so what are you going to do now? You're going to fix the lawn, right? Because you guys
I would probably be willing... I would take like 25% of the blame, but you're going to have to pick up 75% of the cost.
No, that's not...
Depend on what you want done. You want re-sodded and stuff. You know, I'm not paying for the good stuff. I mean, I could go down to the local shopkeep there and like get a 5-pound bag of some grass seed or something.
What's that?
I said
I can go down to the local hardware store, maybe chip in for like 2 bags of the 5-pound grass seeds.
Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
I mean, it's probably gonna be kind of patchy, but
he's gonna have to buy new dirt though. Like the dirt is contaminated at this point.
Oh, soil. Yeah.
It has a half life.
Well, you guys are gonna have to take care of the dirt.
It has a half life of 48 years.
Taking care of the dirt because we got this truck driver. Every time we try to get some clean field dirt, he always brings the shit with the rocks and stuff. And I guess it's not that big of a problem. We can call him up. He does some discount stuff.
I don't know why the wild dog just said this is a joke. It's obviously not a joke.
But what are you doing? You're the one that sprayed this guy's lawn. I'm trying to smooth some shit out so we don't
end up
in
the
fucking
court. It's not even our fault. Gregory's the one that wrote down the wrong code on his order form. He's an idiot. Yeah,
that's probably why you didn't work here anymore.
Stupid old man.
Are you hitting touch tones at us now?
I think that was the sequence of buttons for the Tracy and the call.
Well, he has our number in our company.
No, don't worry about it. I got the Trace Buster going.
He wants to come to my house. Pour paint on my lawn is what he said.
Sir, let me tell you what I can do. I'll be more than willing to resod your lawn there. I'll put fucking Randy or whatever, Drake on that shit. But I'm going to sit in the house and watch some TV with your wife.
Okay.
So you're going to have to go outside and help Drake.
To your house next.
You're going to go help Drake and Josh and do the lawn. I'm going to sit inside with your wife and have a few drinks.
Hug me, brother.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure she's going to be up for that.
Well, she will be.
It doesn't really matter. Once she sees the kind of man that a man should be, you know.
Yeah, quit trying to control her. What the fuck? She's her own person. It's not up to you.
Well, all you guys together might want to have a good time yourselves.
We do. Believe me, we do.
Seems like you got nothing else to do.
If you insist.
1 o'clock in the morning, then call and...
Yeah, hey, listen to your wife. She's telling you to shut the fuck up, like you should.
No, I think she's telling you that.
Yeah, so yeah, that's why she's yelling back.
Once I find out your address, you ought to look over your shoulder, because I'm around.
Let me break this down for you, pal.
I might be around tonight.
Let me get a pair of your wife's used panties there, and I might be able to chip in like 50-50.
Well, I'll tell you what. All you guys,
Excuse me, I'm a girl.
Funny joke. Ha ha. I don't know who put you up to it or how you got our number. That, you know.
It's funny that your wife's so upset at us right now in the background. That's hilarious.
But here's one thing. Look over your shoulder, because you never know when I'm going to be there.
I see a wolf crossing sign.
So, I mean, obviously I can find out who you are and where
obviously?
You're calling from.
Is that obvious? How obvious is that?
So, I'll be around.
Listen, buddy, let me ask
you
something. How many fingers can you put in your wife's asshole at one time?
So,
it's not us you should be pissed at. You should be pissed at Greg.
I'll be there, and then you'll know that maybe it wasn't such a big joke.
Yeah.
You know what?
Furthermore,
just hike up your britches.
Tracing the call isn't difficult either.
I'm going to call you in a week, and I'm going to ask you why you haven't been here yet.
The authorities are going to be notified, too. So not only will I be there, which is probably your bigger problem,
do you think you can take down the True Green Network? We are an extensive network,
now you're trying to... It was funny. Now you're pissing me off.
It wasn't
and now
funny.
The
We're
police
serious.
Are going to be there.
And your wife. And don't forget your wife.
Even more sorry.
Your wife's
so
kind of pissed.
The joke's over, and the police are going to be there, and they'll be notified, and then I'll just let them deal with it. I don't know what they do.
I want to tongue punch your wife's fart box.
They'll do what they do, and then I'm going to choose what I'm going to do. But you won't know that.
Is that a threat?
Because you won't know when I'm there.
Ouch.
And then the joke will be on you, and then I'll be laughing.
Sir, are you Illuminati?
So, it's going to be funny for me, but it ain't going to be funny for you.
Hey, sir, is it okay if I call you 1 week from now and ask you why you haven't come over yet?
You can try to call any time, but you won't know if I've come over or not.
I won't. I thought you were going to, like, you know, do something horrible to me.
I'll look over my shoulder.
Yeah, you ought to do that, because... it's easy to find out who you guys are.
What are you, Alanis Morissette now? You ought to know.
Jag, I'm scared.
I am too.
Yeah, I don't care if you're scared
I'm
or not.
I'm going to sneak over on Monday afternoon. I'm going to piss in this guy's mailbox.
Ooh, good one. I'm going to pour some more whatever
okay,
we were talking about
on screen. Okay, the joke's over. I'm going to hang up now. You can call somebody else and screw with them.
Okay, we'll call the Yates.
You can have some fun there. But just know that we'll be... calling the police and show wherever.
Should
you
really call the police if you're gonna, kill us or whatever you're gonna do? Maybe you.
Well, I never said that.
Oh, you implied it though.
You choose what you want to believe.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly.
Well, that's good because.
Let me guess. I'm going to be flying with the angels once you get done with me.
Oh, fuck. Hey, listen, buddy. I just got in on a conference call with this guy. So I'm just down the street. Can I use your bathroom? I got to take a piss something fierce.
Why don't you piss in your buddy's mouth?
Ooh.
I'm not with them. I just said I got on a conference call. I'm just down the street.